各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all, brethren.
啊，今天是圣安息日，也是主所祝福的日子。
And today is the holy Sabbath day, and is hallowed by God.
我们今天来到主面前敬拜他。
And today we come before Him to worship Him.
愿主的恩典常常与大家同在。
And may His grace and mercy continue to be with all of you.
啊，这个月是我们的婚姻月。
And this month is our marriage month.
就是在我们每个安息日的上下午的讲道，尽量都会以做这方面的题目给大家做一个分享。
And from in this month, for every Sabbath two services, we will encourage one another in this topic.
让我们知道婚姻对一个人、对一个家庭、对整个教会都是非常的重要。
How important a marriage is to a person, to a family, as well as to a church.
啊，一个人他对婚姻呢有很大的影响。
Because a marriage has a great impact on everyone.
我们从小的时候
，from when we are young，
会受我们父母的婚姻来影响。
The marriage of our parents affected us.
啊，如果父母的婚姻很美满
，and if our parents' marriage is harmonious，
啊，我们小孩子的长大过程会比较健康。
Then our children will grow up in a more healthy environment.
长大了之后
，and when they are grown,
大部分人选择有自己的婚姻
，and the children themselves will have their own marriage.
但是我们自己的婚姻不单只影响我们自己
，not only our marriage will affect we ourselves,
也会影响下一代
，it will also affect the next successive generation.
圣经对婚姻的教导非常的详细。
And the Bible is very clear about the marriage.
然而，现在这个社会的观念慢慢的改变了。
And we know that even though our cultures, the norms about marriage is always changing.
很多人对婚姻不再有信心。
And thus, many people have no more faith on marriage.
觉得婚姻好像一张纸。
They feel that a marriage is just a paper.
不可靠。
And it's not reliable.
所以很多人也选择不结婚。
Thus, many people chose not to marry themselves.
或者是结婚之后会有离婚的情况。
And maybe if they chose to marry, they will divorce after a while.
到底婚姻这个制度是不是真的不再可行呢？
Thus, can we ask ourselves, is this institution of marriage, is it obsolete?
有一个很出名的建筑师。
There is this architect.
有人请他为一栋建筑物画一张图。
And one person invited him to draw a blueprint of a building.
他花了很多时间来研究来画。
And it took him many hours to come up with a draft copy.
他相信我画出来的，把它建造出来的，一定是一个最好、最坚固的一个建筑物。
And he believed that the building that he designed will be one that will withstand the test of time.
不久，建筑也盖好了。
And after a while, they managed to build this building.
结果有一个小的地震。
However, there comes a small earthquake.
房子就倒了。
And his building collapse.
有人就问他，是不是你设计有问题啊？
And then the people ask him, is there some flaws in your design?
他说我的设计绝对没有问题。
And he says, not at all.
有问题的可能是施工的问题。
Maybe it was the builders. The problem may lie in the builders.
他没有照我所画的去做啊。
Because the builders did not build according to my specifications.
他没有照我所告诉他用的料来去做啊。
Maybe they did not use the right kind of building materials.
我起初画的时候并不是这样的。
Because my original design was not so.
但是你建出来是另外一个样子。
The building that resulted was not in my original blueprint.
那么你倒了就不能赖我了。
So you cannot blame me if this building collapses.
婚姻也是一样。
And this also is the same in our marriage.
婚姻是神圣的。
Marriage is sacred.
是神所设计的。
And it is instituted by God.
神设计最初的蓝图是最完美的。
Because the original blueprint of marriage is perfect.
后来人把它慢慢改了。
But it was man who changed it later.
但是起初并不是这样。
But in the beginning it was not so.
那么现在的思想啊，对婚姻有三个很大的冲击。
There are three challenges to this institution of marriage.
但其实起初神并不这样安排的。
However, this was not so in the beginning.
我们来讲三点。
And these three conflicting thoughts are.
第一点。
The first.
就是有关于同居的问题啊。
It is with regard to cohabitation.
五十年前。
50 years ago.
如果你跟人想说啊，我不结婚了，我们住在一起同居就好了。
If people will say let's live together before our marriage.
可能在整条村里面，甚至整个城市里面，会是个大新闻。
Maybe this will become a big news in the village or in the town.
但现在社会已经改变了。
However, due to the change in the society.
根据加拿大统计局的统计。
And according to the Stats Can statistics.
在1981年。
That in 1981,
全国那个时候大概有357,000对同居伴侣的这个关系啊。
That there are 350,000 pairs of couples who cohabit before marriage.
大概成为整体夫妻或者是男女的一个6%这个数目。
And this constitutes 6% of the couples that live together.
但是20年后到2001年呢？
20 years ago, in the year 2001,
全国的这个男女啊之间呢，已经到有14%在同居的关系了。
And this percentage has risen to 14%.
20
years after,
在20年当中啊，增长超过一倍。
That's in this 20-year period of time, there's an increase of 8%.
尤其是在年轻男女当中啊，越来越多人选择不要结婚了，我们同居就好。
And this is prevalent among the younger generation who decide not to marry but just to cohabit.
那么全国加拿大最先进的思想在哪里呢？是在 Quebec.
And who among the Canadians have the most postmodern mindset are the Quebecers.
就是他们有30%的所谓的男女啊，没有结婚都是要同居的关系的。
And there are 30% of the population of couples who cohabit before marriage.
那么既然那么多人去做这件事，一定有它所谓的好处。
Why we see an increasing number of people doing this, it must bring many benefits.
不一定是好处，但是起码他们以为这是一个好处。
Maybe they thought it will bring greater benefits to them.
第一个，他们感觉到。
They must have felt.
我一定要试试看。
That let me give it a try.
你说我要去买一台车，也有 test drive 嘛？
Before we buy a car, we'll take it for a test drive.
不开过，怎么知道它好不好开？
Before we drive out of the driveway, we must know whether this is good car.
那么婚姻比买车重要。
And since marriage is even a more important decision than buying a car.
那么我先试试看这个人适不适合我。
So I need to test drive this person whether this person is suitable for me.
试清楚了才进到婚姻里面，不是更安全吗？
It will be a safer for me before I make my commitment.
这个听起来好像很有道理。
This sounds really good in theory.
第二个，他们认为同居的好处。
The second benefit to cohabit.
他们觉得说这样比较不用负责任。
Then there is no responsibility.
他们可以享受婚姻里面的权利，但是不用负婚姻的责任。
They will enjoy the privilege of a married life, but they do not have to pay the responsibility.
今天你跟青少年人讲说去玩，他们很好。
Today, if you mention let's go have fun with the youth,
要负责任，大家就怕了。
But when you said that what is our responsibility, then maybe they will have a second thought.
另外一种想法。
Another way of thinking.
结婚要花很多钱。
That marriage may cost a lot of money.
那个宴席啊，婚纱啊，请客啊，太花钱了。
And to have a wedding gown party, it all needs a lot of money.
我们都没有钱，不然就没有钱了，就住在一起好了。
So since we want to save money, so let's just live together.
等我有一天赚到钱，我们再补办这个婚礼。
And then, so after we save up enough money, let's then have this married party.
所以看到世界上很多人，他们结婚了，一大堆肚子里面可能带了一点。然后牵着两个在会堂里面，那个不是花童，而是他的孩子。
And so it's very common to see a bride who is pregnant, and the flower girls will be their children.
他们一点都不会感觉到不好意思。
To them, this is no longer an embarrassing situation.
社会上现在就是这样做了。
This is the cultural norms.
那么，如果同居真的有那么多好处的话
，If cohabitation indeed can bring a lot of benefits,
应该经过同居而后来。进到婚姻里面的人比较会有坚固的婚姻才对啊。
So we might expect that people who cohabit before marriage will have a stronger marriage after.
但是统计告诉我们刚刚好相反。
However, the statistics show us otherwise.
经过同居而演进进入婚姻里面的夫妻啊，他们的离婚率 离婚率还比较高一点。
Those people who live together before they're married, the divorce rate is even much higher than those people who live together after marriage.
他们有试过呢。
Because even though they have tested,
了解过呢。
They've tried to understand one another.
才结婚的。
And then they got into marriage.
为什么离婚率还比没有同居而结婚的人还高呢？
But yet, why do they the divorce rate is higher?
因为神的设计本身并不是这样的。
Because this was not in God's original plan.
我们请看创世纪的第二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一到二十五节。
Verse 21 to 25. Genesis chapter 2 verses 21.So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Verse 22, then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Verse 23, the man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.Verse 24, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to...his wife, and they will become one flesh. Verse 25, the man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.
早上我们讲过神发觉人独居不好。
This morning, we talk about the fact that it is no good for a man to be alone.
所以这要为他寻找配偶了。
Thus God, make a helper suitable for him.
但是因为在动物世界里面没有一个可以适合给亚当的。
Because...There's no one in the animal kingdom who's suitable to be his helper.
为什么?
Why is it so?
因为动物都没有灵魂呢?
Because the animal themselves, they do not have souls.
不同层次的。
They are of a different level, species.
所以神特别为亚当造一个配偶。
Thus, God especially made a helper for Adam.
用一个肋骨把它拿出来。
And this, it was taken out of his rib.
用肉包好。
And it was closed up with flesh.
把它带到亚当的面前。
And then the Lord God...took the man and brought her to him.
这是人类历史第一次的婚礼。
And this is the first marriage in the history of mankind.
这神作为一个家长。
That God is being the parent.
神也是这个婚礼的证婚人。
And God is also the witness to this marriage.
所以这为亚当夏娃举行了世界第一场婚礼。
That's God is indeed is the first person to conduct this marriage ceremony.
那么当他们举行了这个婚礼之后呢
After the marriage,
然后二十四节啊这里才告诉我们
and verse 24 tells us,
他们离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体
that a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife,
当时夫妻二人的赤身露体并不羞耻
and they will become one flesh, the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame.
所以就说先有婚姻的盟约
The covenant of marriage must be set up first.
然后他们才进到夫妻同居的关系里面。
Only then they can have a man and wife relationship.
才有肉体的关系。
Only then they will have a sexual relationship.
才有心灵契合的关系。
And only then they will be united in emotion and in their sex.
因为神知道很清楚。
Because God knew this very well.
婚的关系一定要在一个信任，在一个彼此交接的情况之下，才有办法安全的经营。
That a marriage must be able to function in an environment of trust and commitment.
一定要有责任感。
There must be a sense of responsibility.
先承认对方是你的另外一半。
You must validate your other person, the other person.
我不去再找别人了。
That you promise that you will not have another person.
你就是我的另外一半。
That you are my mate.
外面已经没有了。
That there is no other person outside of this marriage.
全世界只有你一个。
That in this whole wide world, you are my only mate.
有了这种认知之后
Once we understand this point,
有了对神的这种答应之后
Once we agreed to God to keep this vow,
夫妻之间遇到问题了
And when a husband and wife met with some difficulties or problems,
他想说我要怎么样靠神来解决这个问题
He or she must ask, how do I depend on God in order to overcome this problem?
而不是说我反正你不适合嘛，那么我再换另外一个试试看。
You can't just say that I'm not suited to you anymore, so I'm just going to look outside.
在婚姻里面
Because within a marriage,
按照神的旨意
under the will of God,
都是不断的来要求自己改进的。
We must try to transform ourselves.
那这可一个一个婚姻的问题就可以解决了。
then only in this way every marriage problems will be solved.
但是如果是同居呢?
But if we cohabit before marriage,
有没有记得我们去买车的时候?
Remember when we test drive our car?
哇，反正 test drive 嘛，不用那么小心了，大力踩了。
You don't even have to be careful. You just ram on the brake.
哎，反正这台不喜欢，
accelerate it.
我还是另外一个。 另外一个再可以试试看。
You can always test another car.
有这种心态。
If we have this kind of attitude,
当然你不断的同居，不断的找对象，到了最后就算你结婚了，也有这个思想在里面。
And if you cohabit with a person and realize he or she is not for you, then you'll keep finding a suitable one. You will not find a true one even if you get into marriage.
因为没有责任感，不会要求自己啊。
Because if you have no sense of responsibility of commitment, then it will not work.
再来我们看希伯来书13章。
Please turn next to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第13章第4节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4.
13章第4节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
这里说婚姻人人都要尊重。
Here says that we should all honor marriage.
不是接受，并不是说婚姻人都要接受而已。这里说圣经用一个词叫尊重。
Here did not say that marriage should be accepted but honored by all.
什么叫尊重呢？
What does it mean by honor?
你不会看得很平常。
You will take this marriage as something special.
为什么要尊重呢？
Why must we honor marriages?
这不就是神设立的？
Because this marriage is originally instituted by God.
你尊重他，就等于尊重神。
Because when we honor our marriage, we will also honor God in turn.
床也不可以污秽。
And it also says the marriage bed should be kept pure.
床代表夫妻之间的性生活。
And the marriage bed represents the sexual life of a couple.
这也代表说婚前还没有进入婚姻，不应该有性生活。
That is, before marriage, you must keep yourself pure.
婚后也不可以跟配偶之外的有任何的性行为。
And after marriage, you must not have any sexual relationship with another person.
不然的话，那个床就污秽了。
Otherwise, you will defile the marriage bed.
神就会审问。
And then God will question us.
所以作为一个基督徒,
as a Christian,
我们是神的儿女,
we are all children of God.
尤其是我们青年朋友。
Especially among our youth.
现在世上的观念很开放。
We know that the world is very different from the church.
我们知道我们是不一样的。
But we have to separate ourselves.
我们要等候神的时间。
We have to wait for God's coming.
直到我们结婚那一天。
Until the day we are married.
我们也不会，也不可以跟别人有同居的关系。
And we must not cohabit with another person before marriage.
因为这个神所不喜欢的。
Because this is indeed displeasing to God.
第二点。
Second point.
就是关于离婚的问题。
And it's with regard to divorce.
离婚在这个社会上也越来越普遍。
We know that divorce is prevalent among our society today.
在加拿大，在1968年的时候，
In 1968 in Canada,
在国会通过了 Divorce Act 离婚法。
And the Parliament passed this Divorce Act.
什么叫离婚法呢？
What is in this Divorce Act?
就是就算另外对方没有犯什么错误，只要 分开三年了，就等于自动了有这个离婚的这个关系了。
And this divorce act is a no-fault divorce. That means if one of the spouse did not commit any wrong, but as long as they are living apart for 3 years, then they could automatically be divorced.
这个法律生效了之后呢，整个加拿大国家的离婚率就不断的在攀升了。 So
after this law is put into effect, then the divorce rate started to skyrocket.
从1969年的14%。
Since 1969, there's 40%.
到1975年呢，就已经升到30%了。
From 14 to 30% in 1975.
那么我们加拿大在世界上来说是个先进的国家。
In Canada, we are considered a very progressive postmodern society.
那在以离婚的数字来说也很先进。
And we are also leading the pack in terms of our divorce rates.
全世界离婚率最高的是美国。
We know that the country with the highest divorce rate is in the United States.
每1000人当中啊，就有4.6。
And for every 1,000 couples, 4.6% of them divorce.
第二是英国。
And the second highest is in the UK.
3.1。
It's a 3.1%.
再来就是我们加拿大，2.6。
The third is Canada at 2.6%.
那为什么会有这种情况呢？
Why is this a phenomenon?
因为现在人有一种想法。
Because men now have this mindset.
我们适合就在一起。
If we still like one another.
不来合不来，我们就分开。
And if we cannot get along anymore, let's part ways.
所以因为有这种想法，所以在现在的社会，离婚的情况非常的普遍。
This is the reason why it is so easy to divorce nowadays.
那么根据统计啊，最多的离婚的理由啊，有下列五点。
And the five most stated reason for divorce are.
第一点呢、啊，就是说 different values and interests， 就是不同的价值观。
Different. The first is to have different values and interests.
这个理由
And this is one of the top reasons.
其实每一个人的 value 跟价值观都不太一样。
We all can know that every one of us, we have different values and interests.
全世界没有两个人的 value 跟价值观是完全一样的。
We all, each and individual one of us, we have all different values.
圣经说夫妻是二人成为一体嘛，本来是两个人就是不一样。
That is why the Bible said, two becoming one.
但是你要慢慢的给他慢慢了解，慢慢的沟通，慢慢的合在一起。
And how to become one is over time we learn to accept and accept one another.
第二个理由啊。
And the second reason for divorce is
就是 physical and emotional abuse， 就是所谓的肉体上的或者是精神上的虐待。
And it is a physical and emotional abuse.
第三点。
And the third reason
可能夫妻之间有一方面是酗酒啊，或者是用毒品的。
One of the couple is a substance involved in substance abuse.
第四点。
The fourth point.
Career-related conflict 就是跟工作上、事业上有冲突。
Or career-related conflicts as a fourth reason.
第五点。
The fifth reason.
就是 infidelity， 就是夫妻之间有不忠的行为。
Or the fifth reason is infidelity.
这个是五个离婚的最多的理由啊。
And this is the five top reasons why people divorce.
那么我们来问一个问题。
Let us then ask this question.
现在的那么多人选择，如果一不合不来了就离婚的话。
That if we divorce only because we cannot get along.
去寻找更好的第二春的话。
And if you think that the grass is greener on the other side.
应该说有了第一次的经验。你下一次找人的时候，稍微小心一点，或者是了解自己什么的人适合你啊。
Maybe your first marriage breakup will serve a better lesson for you to find a better partner.
所以以这种想法来说，应该是有离过婚再进入第二个婚姻的人，那个应该比较持久，比较好才对。
You may think that the second or successive marriages will become better and stronger.
但是呢，统计刚刚好又告诉我们相反的事情。
But according to the statistics, it's just the opposite.
统计告诉我们呢，从2003年开始啊。
And the statistics tells us that since 2003.
在社会上离过一次婚，再结婚，再离婚的数目，这个 percentage， 这个数目百分比越来越高。
That there's a higher chance of divorce after the second marriage.
就是离婚越多，再结再离，这个机会很高啊。
So the more marriages you have, then the higher the likelihood of divorce will be.
最后我们就想，为什么会这样
？Let us tell ourselves what is the reason for this.
其实很简单，圣经里面就告诉我们了。
The answer is already in the Bible.
神设计婚姻的时候。
That when God instituted this marriage,
并不是设计好给人随便的、轻易的，就是要离婚的。
That God set up this marriage for us is not so that we can divorce.
我们请看马太福音第十九章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
十九章第三节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 3.
三节到第十节。
Verses 3 to 10.
马太福音十九章第三节到第十节。
Matthew chapter 19 verses 3 to 10. Some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?" Verse 4. "Haven't you read," he replied, "that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female?" Verse 5. "And said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." Verse 6.So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Verse 7. Why then, they asked, did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? Verse 8. Jesus replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. Verse 9. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, and marries another woman, commits adultery. Verse 10. The disciples said to him, If this is the situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry.
在第十九章第三节记载有一些法利赛来试探耶稣。
Here it tells us that some Pharisees came to test Jesus.
他们是不怀好意的。
We know that they do not do this out of a pure heart.
他们给耶稣一个很难的问题。
They pose him a very difficult question.
他们就问，来试探耶稣说，是不是无论人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？
And they ask, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?
这里并不是只有可不可以休妻而已，而是说是不是什么情况都可以休妻。
They did not ask whether a man can divorce his wife, but divorce his wife for any and every reason.
因为按照摩西的律法。
Because according to the law of Moses.
如果当时的以色列百姓要把妻子休掉的话。
That if an Israelite man wants to divorce his wife.
只要随便的给他一个证明，说我今天已经休你了，就可以打发妻子就走了。
All he had to do is to issue her a certificate of divorce, and then she had to pack up and leave.
就是证明说这个婚姻已经结束了。
That is to tell her that the marriage is over.
那主耶稣告诉他们很清楚的道理。
But yet Jesus told them this very clearly.
神设立婚姻的时候是二人成为一体啊。
That when God instituted this marriage is for two to become one.
那么是努力的目标要成为一体啊。
That is, we all the two people must struggle.
所以
to become one.
神没有分开的话，你不可以把它分开。
So let us not put apart what God had put together.
因为神把它配合的。
Because it is God who put them together.
所以这个是很清楚的。
And this is very clear.
这个是起初啊，在讲起初的时候。
This was what was in the beginning.
起初因为还没有罪啊。
In the beginning, there was no sin.
人还没有心很硬呢。
At that time, man's heart are not hard yet.
当然，神刚刚的设计就没有。把这个离婚的东西放进去里面了。
That's when God instituted the marriage covenant. There was no divorce act.
但是后来人犯罪了。
But yet when men sin,
你硬信了。
And their hearts hardened.
没有办法了。
There's no other way.
那么为了保障那些常常很容易因为一顿饭或者是煮饭煮不好很简单的东西都被休的那些妇人的权益，所以摩西的律法才说好了这样子，那么。你有一个离婚的证书，给你一个清白，以后你才可以出去。
And that is why Moses, in order to protect the underdogs, allowed the man to divorce his wife.
所以主耶稣讲得很清楚，并不是任何的情况啊，无论什么缘故都可以休妻啊，并不是这样。
That's Jesus told them that it was not so in the beginning that you can divorce your wife.
只有一个情况之下，离婚是合法的。
That you can only divorce on one ground.
就是第九节说，如果告诉你们说，凡又休妻另娶，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。
That you can only divorce a person for marital unfaithfulness.
这里告诉我们说，如果另外一方有先破坏这个婚姻的盟约。
If another party deliberately break this vow.
那么因为这样而引发的离婚状况。
And because of this, they instigate the divorce.
这样子的话，离婚再娶就不是犯奸淫了。
Then it's no longer an adultery when the other person remarry.
如果不是因为对方的不忠。
But if it is not for marital unfaithfulness.
我们性格不合了，我们合不来了，怎么样了？
If for reason of incompatibility.
这样的离婚再娶了就不合法了。
Then it is not right to remarry.
所以主耶稣讲得很清楚啊。
Jesus here tells us very clearly.
所以这个是婚姻的制度。
That this is the framework of marriage.
特别是提醒男人啊。
This is to remind the male.
也有提醒女人都有。
And this is also a reminder for the female.
请看马拉基书。
Please turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章。我们早上读过了，从第十五节开始啊。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
二章十五到十六节。
Verses 15 and 16. Verse 15. Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit, and do not break faith with the wife of your youth. Verse 16. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel.And I hate a man's covering himself with violence as well as with his garment, says the Lord Almighty. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith.
这里是神透过先知马拉基啊，特别责备当时以色列百姓的话。
This is a word of rebuke that God through Prophet Malachi to the Israelites.
当时以色列百姓啊，常常欺负他们的妻子。
Because at that time, many of the Israelite husbands, they abused their wives.
他们呢用诡诈来带他们。
They treat them with deceit and deception.
然后呢用强暴来带他们。
And they also treated them with violence.
还有呢甚至很轻易的因为某种很简单的事情啊就把他们休掉。
And for very petty reason, they divorced them.
所以神很不喜欢。
Thus, God was very displeased.
这都是我恨恶的事情啊。
That this is something that I hate and despise.
如果我们爱神，就要对太太好。
Because if we truly love God, then we must treat our wives well.
当然，这个道理也可以应用在太太身上。
And of course, we can also throw this teaching to the wives.
太太因为爱神，也会忠于丈夫，也会爱丈夫啊。
That because of the wife's love toward God, they will also in turn love their husbands.
所以不是因为淫乱的缘故，就应该不可以离婚。
Only for on the grounds of adultery, one must not divorce.
啊，就算有离婚呢，也不一定要马上离婚，只是看个别的情况。
But this is also an option if you choose to stay married.
因为个家庭啊，孩子啊，还是需要一个完整的家庭。
Because we know that a family, for the sake of the kids, must be together.
但是如果真的要决定要离婚的话，也是可以，因为对方现犯奸淫。
But of course, if you decide to divorce because your partner has committed adultery.
但是啊，我们最好就是凡事预防胜于治疗。
But of course, prevention is better than cure.
所以现在在很多的教会总会里面都推行了婚姻周、婚姻月、婚姻座谈会，就是要平常没有严重的问题的时候，就加强信徒对婚姻的健康的状况。
Thus, the churches worldwide, as well as the general assemblies, encourage churches to hold this monthly marriage. Sermons in order to strengthen the family structure.
第三点对现在婚姻的这个冲击。
And what is the third challenge to this institution of marriage?
就是同性的婚姻。
And is the homosexual marriage?
如果你是50年前说一个男人跟那个男人说，哎呀，神父啊，或者是牧师啊，帮我主持婚礼，这个可能是国际大新闻啊。
50 years ago, this will be a front page news if both men will come up to a priest and ask him to marry them.
但是现在呢，现在已经被视为一种人权的表现。
But yet, homosexual marriage is something that is very acceptable.
今天早上我打开报纸。
This morning I opened up the paper.
找到一个外教会的牧师。
And there was a priest.Just there.
他带着一条啊，这个彩虹的彩带啊。一般来说，那个带子是白色的啊，某一种价位。但是他的带子是彩虹的。
And this priest, he has this rainbow colored sash around his neck.
彩虹代表什么呢
？What does the rainbow represent？
我们不要说啊，彩虹代表挪亚时代，神给彩虹啊。这个对我们来说是这样，但对其他世界的人来说不是这个意思。
To a Christian, rainbow is a covenant that God made with Noah, but in this world, this rainbow represents another.
我们用彩虹啊，用来表达同性恋的意思。
Rainbow represents symbolizes the homosexual.
他们有一些教会的神父已经帮同性的婚姻呢，来证婚，来祝福了。
Even some priests even are willing to conduct marriages for them.
现在啊，加拿大大概有34,200对同性的婚姻的存在。
In Canada so far, there are 34,200 homosexuals who are married.
只占了现在大概所有婚姻的0.5%而已。
And they cover about 0.5% of all married couples.
但是可以告诉大家的。
But what this tells us, actually,
以后这个数目一定会越来越多。
That this number will slowly increase.
甚至啊，在很多年之后，很多年之后啊。
That after many years.
可能啊，如果在讲道当中啊，会等说哇，如果同性恋是错的，可能是已经被人抓出来。
That it will be one day it will come to be politically incorrect for one to speak on the pulpit against this homosexual union.
为什么呢
？Why is it so？
因为现在的人啊，看重人权过于神的权啊。
Because nowadays people care more about human rights than God's rights.
人的道德观不断在变。
Because man's morals and principles are always changing.
但是神的道德观，神的话语是不会变的。
But yet God's word and God's standard of morality never change.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms chapter 119.
119篇89节。
Verse 89.
119篇89节。
Psalms. chapter 1, 19, verse 89. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens.
哇，神的话语是在天上的，不动的。
Here tells us that the word of God stands firm in the heavens.
哦，你的社会不断的动。
Society is always moving.
但是神的话语不因为社会在变而改变了。
But yet God's word will not be affected by the trends of our society.
那么圣经对同性恋的看法是怎么样呢？
What does the Bible say about leading a homosexual lifestyle?
非常的清楚啊。
It is very clear about this.
圣经告诉我们，同性恋是神所不喜欢的一种罪行。
And God hates homosexual and
这种行为啊，这种罪的行为啊。
And this is a sinful act.
我们请看创世纪的第十八章啊。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 18.
为什么神会毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市呢
？What is the reason for God destroying the city of Sodom and Gomorrah？
最近张长老都给我们分享这个创世纪的真理，很宝贵。
And Elder Chang has studied with us the book of Genesis for the past two sessions.
那么为什么神会毁灭索多玛俄摩拉呢
？Why did God in the end destroy Sodom and Gomorrah？
十八章二十节。
And it is written in verse 20 of chapter 18.
十八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 20. Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grievous."
二十一节。
Verse 21. That I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know.
神所多玛的罪是什么呢
？What is the sin of Sodom？
啊，神说要去听一听，要去看一看。
And God said, "I will go down and see for myself."
其实神早就已经知道了。
But we know that God knew this beforehand.
只是再给他们一个机会。
But yet God was willing to give them another chance.
啊，所以透过天使进去索多玛里面。
Thus, through an angel, he went into Sodom.
两个天使去到罗德的家里。
And the two angels went to the house of Lot.
准备要吃饭。
And they are just about to have their meal.
吃完饭还没有睡觉。
And after the meal, just before they retire to bed.
我们看十九章第四节。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 4. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, all surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them."
哇，你看，这就是索多玛的罪啊。
And this is the sin of Sodom.
天使进到罗德的家里。
When the angel, they were in Lot's house.
当然，这两个天使是以人的形象，是以男人的形象了。
Of course, these angels, they come in the appearance of a man.
但是外面的人听到了。
But when the people heard that there are two men in Lot's house,
今天有新的人来到这边了。
Well, now there are two new people coming in our town.
整个城市人无论大小老幼都来到罗德门口。
And all the people of Sodom, the men, both young and old, they surrounded the house.
警告罗德说，赶快把他们两个拿出来。
And they call out to Lot.Bring them out.
这也说任我们所为，就是让我们跟他发生性行为。
So that we can have sex with them.
哎呀，这是太脏了。
This is indeed so filthy.
这个是神要毁灭索多玛的原因呢。
This is the main reason why God wants to destroy Sodom.
所以今天我们有这样的理解。
Today we have this understanding.
神爱罪人。
That God loves sinners.
神希望罪人悔改。
And God wants sinners to repent.
我们不会说歧视别人。
Of course, we will not show any prejudice against another sinner.
但是我们知道他所行的在神面前是不对的。
But we have to know for ourselves that what they do is wrong.
我们希望可能如果神愿意的话，他们可以改变来接受神的救恩了。
And we pray that if God is willing, that they will change and come back to God.
但是要接受神的救恩，就自己要改变了。
But before we can receive salvation, one must repent.
但是很可惜，今天人都以为说啊，我们要改变神的标准了，让我们因为神都是爱嘛，所以把神的标准降低，我们都一样。
Unfortunately, with men is that they try to change God's standard and God's word in order to suit men.
所以我们要了解。
Thus, we have to understand this.
神爱罪人。
True that God loves sinners.
想罪人悔改。
And He wants all sinners to repent.
但是神不喜欢罪。
But God hates sin.
所以婚姻呢，是一男一女的。
Marriage is men's and women's.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
刚我们读过了第二章二十二节。
We just now read verse 22.
神用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到他的跟前。
That the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man.
说你说骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这里没有说神从亚当那边再造个男人出来给亚当。
Here did not say that God made a man out of Adam's rib.
没有，神的设计很清楚。
Here, God's plan is very clear.
完整的夫妻关系。
This is a perfect couple relationship.
一男一女的。
It is for man and woman to be married.
完整的家庭。
And this complete the family framework.
是以丈夫跟太太来合成的。
And this marriage, this family is established by husband and a wife.
虽然现在的思想很先进，很进步。
Even though we find ourselves living in such a liberal as well as this postmodern society,
但是啊，问题很多。
But yet we are facing many many problems.
更多不幸的家庭。
And there are many unfortunate and unbelieving families.
更多不开心的人。
And there are many unhappy people.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为把神对婚姻刚开始的改变了。
Because they have changed the original plan, that God had for marriage.
随便同居。
We can just cohabit. We don't have to get married.
轻易离婚。
We'll just divorce for any silly reasons.
然后同性婚姻也被社会接受了。
And it is okay too that we are married even though we are homosexual.
但是神起初并不是这样。
But in the beginning, it was not so with God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us all.
好，一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
318首。
318.